Chapter 18. Fortified by Mom's breakfast of oatmeal, toast, and orange juice, as well as a couple of cups of coffee, I drove to the Ventress Viewpoint, the only newspaper in Levi. Fog from the Ventress River wound in gray, wispy tendrils like gossamer ribbons around the trees as my car splashed through puddles left from the previous night's rain. I prayed I would not run into a deer. The fog was so thick in places that rounding those blind curves was an occasion for prayer. With relief, I finally drove off the narrow country roads and into Levi, where the fog was not as thick. I had pulled my unruly hair into a twist on the back of my head and exchanged my blue jeans and t-shirt for tan slacks and a tan and red striped short-sleeved top. Hoping that I looked the part of a serious investigative reporter, I parked in front of the newspaper office and walked inside. Becky, Mort's young niece and receptionist, looked up with a smile. I told her I'd like to see Mort. "He's with someone right now, Darcy," she said. "Tell you what, I'm going to the kitchen and we'll pretend I didn't see you. Mort would have my hide if he knew I told you this, but if you'll go down the hall and wait outside his door, you'll be able to nab him when his visitor leaves, before he can duck out the back door for his morning coffee at Dilly's." Dilly's was the gathering place for those who wanted the best food in the county. It was an integral part of Levi and had been since 1946. I loved the old-fashioned decor, which had not changed much in 70 years. The home cooking and delicious coffee drew in crowds. It was also the gossip hub of the county and a good place for Mort to pick up news of what was happening. A few years ago, the dim hallway of the newspaper office would have reeked of cigarette smoke. Today, the tobacco odor was a stale memory, but the hall still was not well lighted. I sensed it would have benefited from a serious scrubbing of walls and ceiling. The stereotype of a hard-bitten newspaper editor who chain-smoked and drank coffee all day might have fit Mort, except for one thing. Mort did not drink coffee. He drank hot tea. Hearing loud voices, I paused. Evidently, Mort and his visitor had a difference of opinion. Maybe I should go back to the reception area.
"You're a lousy, unscrupulous gutter snipe, and I'm warning you, you'd better stop your snooping around before it gets you into serious trouble. Lay off, do you hear me? Mind your own business, or you'll be sorry."
That loud, agitated voice sounded familiar. I stepped away from the door just in time to keep from being run over by Trace Hughes as he stormed out of Mort's office. His face was as dark as a thundercloud, and he strode with long, hurried steps toward the exit. He was so upset he did not see me in the shadowy hall. Shocked, I watched the pastor of Levi's Baptist Church stomp toward the outer office. The door slammed before I remembered what I had come for. Hesitantly, I poked my head into the editor's office. "Mort," I asked, "is it safe to come in?" His gravelly voice tense, he barked,
"Come on in, Darcy, but only if you don't have a gripe of some kind."
I cleared my throat. "No gripe, I was just going to hit you up for a job." He pushed his swivel chair away from the desk and scowled up at me.
"Sit down, sit down. I don't feel like getting up, and I don't like to talk to a woman who's standing puts me at a disadvantage."
Rummaging in his desk, he pulled out a bag of mints and popped one into his mouth.
"Want one?"
he asked, offering me the bag.
"I've quit smoking, but sometimes I want a cigarette so bad, and these things are supposed to help."
I shook my head. His eyes, I noticed, were bloodshot, and his shirt looked as if he had slept in it. Typical Mort. He did not care much about his physical appearance. Sitting, I decided I might as well be direct. "What in the world was all that about?" I asked. "You must have done something awful to upset our mild-mannered preacher." He snorted, and his mouth quirked in a sardonic grin.
"Mild-mannered. Did that sound mild-mannered to you? I'm telling you, Darcy, your preacher is not what he seems to be. I've been doing some checking. I was curious about why a guy like that, playing and singing like a professional, why he'd come to a little old country town like Levi. and I started digging into his past. I guess he got wind of what I was doing and didn't appreciate it much. He's not the only one who's pretending. You'd be surprised at how much I know about a lot of people here in Levi. My heart thudded. Trace is not what he seems. That's ridiculous. What on earth are you talking about, Mort Bascom? Have you been listening to gossip?
Not gossip, Darcy. I've been investigating a few things I was wondering about, and what I heard made me even more curious.
I'm going to take a little trip to Georgia, to his hometown. He comes from a small place north of Atlanta called Tyler. I'm that curious. Now, what can I do for you? Did you mention a job? If you want to take over my job as editor, you're welcome to it. I'm sick of dealing with irate folk who have something to hide.
I don't want to be an editor, Mort. I just came to ask if you could use another reporter.
Me.
Mort tossed the pencil he had been rolling between his fingers onto his desk, where it bounced off a stack of papers and fell onto the floor.
You're hired, he said.